You know, sometimes it feels like marketing messages just kind of float out there into the digital ether.
Oh, definitely.
And they don't really connect where they should. It's a common frustration, I think. You put in the effort, but the results feel scattered, almost random.
Yeah, that feeling of shouting into the void, it's very real. I mean, the sheer amount of content online, all the different platforms.
Yeah.
It's just harder than ever to reach the people who would actually, you know, value what you offer.
Which brings us nicely to today's deep dive. We're looking into Audience IQ.
Right, from M1 Data and Analytics.
Exactly. And it's designed to, well, cut through that exact noise we're talking about. It's all about bringing a really sharp focus, like a laser, to your marketing by concentrating on the right audience.
And what's really interesting, I think, is that Audience IQ moves away from that sort of generic broad strokes approach.
Mm-hmm.
It's about truly understanding your ideal customers on a much, much deeper level. It does this by analyzing tons of consumer data. Think of it like creating these incredibly detailed blueprints of the people you actually want to reach.
Okay, blueprints. I like that. So how does Audience IQ actually build these blueprints? What are the nuts and bolts of how it works?
Well, the core process, really, it's all about analyzing and then segmenting huge amounts of, well, consumer information.
Okay.
This includes the basics, the demographics like age, gender, income, the usual stuff. But crucially, it goes quite a bit further than that.
Right. It's got to be more than just the basics, hasn't it? What else is it looking at?
Absolutely. We also dig into consumer behavior. So their purchase history, what they're browsing online, how they interact with different websites, different brands.
Yeah.
Then there's location-based data, geo-targeting, which, as you can imagine, is vital for businesses with, say, a physical store or those running local campaigns.
Makes sense.
And really importantly, we consider psychographics, things like their interests, lifestyle preferences, maybe even their values. It's by layering all this info together that Audience IQ can create those really precise audience segments we mentioned earlier.
So it's not just knowing someone is like a 40-year-old professional living in Chicago,
right?
But also understanding if they're maybe really into cycling or prefer sustainable brands or eat out locally 3 times a week, that level of detail.
Precisely. Exactly that. And that kind of granularity, well, it allows for marketing campaigns that are just far more relevant, more impactful.
Okay.
And to really see this in action, maybe we should look at some examples across different industries. This is all based on info from M1 Data and Analytics, by the way.
Great idea. Let's start with something relatable. Buzzing a car. How does Audience IQ fit into the automotive world?
Right. Automotive. Well, a key challenge there is connecting with people who are actually, you know, actively thinking about buying a new vehicle. It's a big decision.
Yeah. A noisy market, too.
Totally. So Audience IQ helps by identifying these high intent shoppers. It looks at their online activity. Which car models are they researching? What are they comparing? Have they interacted with auto brands before?
So if someone's been spending a lot of time on websites comparing, say, electric SUVs, that's a pretty strong signal.
Exactly. That's a huge flag. And because you have that detailed understanding, a car dealership could then run really specific campaigns.
Oh, okay.
Someone looking at EVs gets ads about the latest electric models. Someone else researching pickup trucks, they get tailored truck offers. Makes sense, right?
Yeah, completely.
And they could even use the location data to target folks living, I don't know, within 50 miles of the dealership. Mm-hmm. Make the offers super timely, super relevant.
And the reported results you mentioned were a real increase in test drives booked and a significant boost in actual sales conversions, all within about 3 months. That's pretty clear cut.
It really is.
Yeah.
Now, okay, let's pivot a bit. How about retail? How might a clothing retailer use Audience IQ?
Well, I imagine for retailers, the big challenge is just cutting through that massive online shopping landscape, right? To connect with their specific customers and drive sales, whether it's online or even in their physical stores.
That's exactly it. So Audience IQ lets retailers build these very specific audience segments. And they're based on actual purchase behavior and maybe stated fashion preferences.
Okay.
So, for instance, if a customer frequently buys, I don't know, a certain style of jeans online, or they often visit the physical store, the retailer can create a segment of these loyal shoppers.
And then, I suppose, target them with personalized ads, showing new things similar to what they bought before, or maybe offer exclusive discounts to, you know, reward that loyalty.
Exactly right. Plus, they can run retargeting campaigns,
you
know, to re-engage shoppers who put stuff in their online cart, but then didn't quite finish the purchase.
Oh, the abandoned cart, yes.
Yeah, it can be a really effective nudge to get them to convert. And the data suggests this leads not just to more online sales, but also a pretty significant improvement in customer retention, keeping those valuable customers coming back.
That makes perfect sense. Okay, one more industry example, e-commerce. Let's say a fitness brand selling premium supplements and workout gear. How does Audience IQ help them?
Okay, fitness brand. Well, their main goal is obviously reaching active people, those who are genuinely passionate about fitness, who exercise regularly.
Right.
Audience IQ can spot these individuals based on their digital footprint. Like, are they visiting fitness websites, engaging with fitness stuff on social media? Have they bought similar products before?
So they can really zero in on the people already interested in health and wellness?
Yes, absolutely. Uh-huh. And they can serve really relevant ads based on even finer details, maybe their preferred type of workout or the specific supplements they've bought in the past.
Wow. Okay.
And there's another thing Audience IQ does here, lookalike audience modeling. Yeah. Basically, once you've got a really well-defined segment of your best customers, Audience IQ analyzes their characteristics and then finds other consumers out there who share similar online behavior, similar demographics.
So it's like finding more people who look and act just like your best customers.
Precisely. It expands your potential customer base, but with people who are highly likely to actually be interested in your brand.
Clever.
And for that fitness brand example, the reported impact was a lower cost per acquisition CPA. So they spent less money to get each new customer. And alongside that, a higher customer lifetime value because they were attracting customers who were more likely to stick around and buy again.
These examples really do bring the power of this into sharp focus. Okay, so let's zoom out a bit. Why does all this matter for marketers generally, but also why should you, listening to this, care?
Well, look, the digital advertising world is just getting more and more competitive, isn't it?
Yep.
And just reaching a huge number of people.
Mm-hmm.
That broad, untargeted approach,
its
effectiveness is really diminishing. You risk just, well, wasting money showing ads to people who have zero interest in what you're selling.
It feels a bit like throwing spaghetti at the wall and hoping some sticks. Right?
Exactly. It's inefficient. And that's where a solution like Audience IQ offers real, tangible value. The key advantages are pretty clear. First, precision targeting.
Right.
Making sure your ad budget is focused on consumers who are much more likely to actually convert. Second, optimize campaign performance, which leads to better ROI because you're minimizing that wasted spend.
Makes sense.
And third, the scalability, the adaptability of this approach across so many different industries. We saw automotive, retail, e-commerce, but it applies to finance, healthcare, you name it.
And the fact that it uses up-to-date data, that must be a huge plus, too. It lets you react quickly, make adjustments on the fly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Real-time insights are crucial. It lets you be much more agile, much more responsive with your marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, what Audience IQ and similar data-driven tools give you is the power to deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And that leads to better engagement, more conversions, and just much greater marketing efficiency overall.
Mm.
It's about making your marketing smarter, not just louder.
So just to sort of recap our exploration of Audience IQ, it really boils down to using the power of data, of analytics, to move past that broad kind of hit or miss marketing and achieve real precision in how you connect with your target customers.
That's the absolute core of it. And those real world examples we talked about, a car dealership getting more test drives, the retailer boosting online sales, the fitness brand cutting acquisition costs, they really show the potential, don't they? The kind of positive results you can get when marketing becomes truly targeted and data informed. It's about those aha moments when your efforts actually connect and deliver stuff you can measure.
Yeah, definitely. And it really makes you think, doesn't it? In a world just saturated with information, with messages flying everywhere, how crucial is it becoming to not just reach more people, but to reach the right people with the right message? It feels like a fundamental shift in how businesses need to think about connecting with customers.
It certainly does, a big shift. Now, if you're listening and you're interested in finding out more about Audience IQ, maybe how M1 data analytics could help your specific business,
where can people go?
Okay, so you can contact them toll free at 877-776-1195.
Got it.
You can also text them. The number for that is 985-256-4646. Or, you know, send an email to email protected.
Okay, email too.
Yep. Their physical address, if you need it, is 1000 NW 65th Street, Suite 200, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33309.
Mm.
And of course, their website has loads more info. You'll find the usual stuff like their privacy policy, GDPR details, disclosures, accessibility info.
Standard stuff.
Right. And also a Contact Us page and links to their social media under Follow Us.
Sure.
So plenty of ways to dig deeper depending on what you're looking for. We definitely encourage you to check it out if this sounds relevant to your needs.